From the first Marines at Tun Tavern to today's modern force, one thing helps the world identify Marines in the field, their uniforms. As the nation's only premier naval expeditionary force in readiness, the Marine Corps can be called upon to serve in any clime or place, and they need a selection of uniforms that can help them meet that mission. Program Manager for Infantry Weapons, Clothing, and Equipment Team is responsible for designing, fielding, and sustaining uniforms and other worn items for Marines across the globe, including physical training uniforms, maternity uniforms, and extreme weather gear. Their efforts ensure Marines have a strong foundation wherever the mission takes them, increasing the survivability and lethality of our Marines. I'm joined today by Emily Madden, clothing designer with U.S. Army Combat Capabilities Development Command Soldier Center, supporting PMIW. Thanks for coming on the show, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
So before we jump in, I'm kind of curious, how does a clothing designer end up in the world of defense acquisition?
A little bit of luck. I moved to the D.C. area about 7 years ago, and I knew somewhere in D.C. had to have something in my field. A lot of persistence, and I came across the team that's currently still there, and it's been great to work with them over time. And you meet the team that works on all the clothing items, and they're incredible. So it was something that you couldn't turn down.
Okay, and so when you say the team, is that your Army team or is that our Marine Corps team?
Marine Corps team located here in Quantico.
Okay, because you are an Army employee, but you're in direct support of the Marines. So can you explain to us how that works?
Yes, so it means I have a lot of people I report into. Multiple bosses in multiple locations. But what it does mean is the Army has, as you mentioned, the Combat Capabilities Development Command Soldier Center out of Natick, Massachusetts. They're a large R&D and science and technology command that supports anything from an MRE to clothing design testing. So being a clothing designer, I'm able to be here physically with the team, have that billet, and provide it across the arena of the entire team. There's a few folks on our team that are located up in Natick, Massachusetts, and a few that are remote, but I'm the only clothing designer that's physically.
Do you ever have to go back to Natick for holiday parties or anything like that?
Not holiday parties recently.
Okay.
But I used to, prior to COVID, I was up there about once a month. And it provides a really great bridge between what the Army does and the Marine Corps to leverage off of each other, too.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. So can you talk to us a bit about some of the project that you've worked on here with the Marine Corps?
Yeah. So I've been now supporting the Marine Corps, either contractor or moved over to the government. I think it'll be coming up on 7 years. I started out at the tail end of the female dress blue coat. We've gone through iterations.